Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster. Hello, I am Christy Duncan, and I'm delighted to be chatting today with Philip Pomford, who's Senior Vice President and General Manager for APAC at FIS Worldpay, based in Singapore. Welcome, Philip.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
Perhaps you could start with a couple of words of introduction.
Sure, yeah. As you said, my name's Phil Pomford. I'm the SVP and General Manager for Worldpay, which is an online payment processor. I'm based in Singapore. I've been with the company for 11 years now and lived in Asia for about 26 years.
Wow. Well, I'm dying to hear more. For those in the audience who might be new to My Career in Six, we're going to start with some rapid-fire questions, just one-word answers, followed by six more detailed questions. Are you ready, Philip?
Let's go for it.
Awesome. All right. Who or what inspires you?
Success.
Do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
Luck.
What drives you?
Achieving new heights.
Cool. What is your favorite quote or motto that you live by?
I treat all people the same.
When applying for a new opportunity, what percent of required attributes do you feel you need to have in order to be confident in your application?
50%.
Coolest payments company today?
Worldpay.
I know, trick question. Okay. So now that we know a little bit about you, let's move on to the more in-depth questions. Tell us about your biggest challenge as you climbed the ladder in the payments industry.
I think for myself, it was around making a true decision to join the industry. I was in a very established company, very safe job, and I was offered the opportunity to join what was termed as a startup. And I think taking that risk and stepping out was absolutely one of the biggest.
Very cool. What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment in your career so far?
I'd love to say retaining my brown hair, but that's not the case. I honestly would say is the culture that we recreated and kept during the COVID period. I look after a team across multiple countries in Asia, all in very different phases of lockdowns, challenges, etc. And we created, recreated, and really developed and embedded a culture that I think really I would like to think certainly helped me and helped a lot of the team get through those really challenging times.
There was one thing you could have done differently in your career so far. What would that have been?
Being more vocal earlier on around the opportunities that exist in my region. I sit at a global table. We used to be one of the smaller regions. I think if I'd have been more vocal earlier and for resources and money, I think we would potentially have been even more successful.
How important have networks and connections been in assisting your career in the payments landscape?
I'll answer that from two different angles, Christy. One is the internal network and two is the external. I think in any sized organization, having that network where you can lean on and be lent on, it's a two-way street, it's absolutely critical. I talked about my motto in life of treating people the same, and absolutely I do. And I think that is critical as well in building those relationships and establishing that level of trust and the ability to work together. So I think, the larger the organization, the more important those networks are. And it has to be a truly authentic network and relationship I think you build. I think when you look at the external piece, never being more critical. I don't think any businesses these days are successful individually. They have to work in a partnership, in collaboration with others, and therefore networks, especially in the payments industry, where you can go to events and see people that you've known for 10, 15 years. So I think it's really important to have a very healthy network and one that you invest considerable time in.
Great answer. We talked a little earlier about culture. As a senior leader, how have you helped shape the culture of Worldpay?
Hey, look, I honestly, if I ever get asked one day to look back and say, what was the most important thing you did and successful thing, there's been great commercial successes, but quite honestly I think the cultural side and what we have developed in this region for my team as it grew and then got challenged through COVID is without doubt one of the most proudest things that I can look back on. And it was critical to us that we recognized that there are many different cultures. I lead a team across a region where, gosh, I wouldn't like to guess how many nationalities and dialects and things like that that exist, but it's huge and it's expansive. And so I think we were never trying to create a culture that removed people's cultures, but actually created a new culture within the business that people felt really, truly part of. And COVID echoed the reason that we needed to revamp that and really relook at how we did that. And again, delighted how we reacted to that situation. My view at the very start, simplistic view, is I want to go to each of the offices and feel that I'm still part of the same organization, despite people being very different. And that was built around the fact that I wanted people to work together, to collaborate, to share great things together, to jump on challenges together, and ultimately celebrate together. And that's been critical. And without doubt, it's probably the strongest part of the business that we have here.
Great story. This has been a great discussion. I want to close, Phil, with asking you what advice you would give to young aspiring professionals in the payments industry.
I think the network piece is critical. Don't feel you have to know everything. I've been in the industry for a long time and there's many things I don't understand, but truly you don't need to. You need to have a really good network. You need to understand what drives your customers, what keeps them happy, what's going to, you know, ultimately make them successful, because you will never be successful without that piece. And be a great team member. And by that, I mean, go back to the cultural aspects I've talked about, go back to the network and helping people. What should have been most during COVID was people being sat at their desks on their own and just not feeling they're part of something bigger. And I think you've got to put yourself out there and truly feel part of it. And then you will get the rewards and you'll get the joy out of it, as well as the success.
Love it. On that very inspiring note, thank you so much, Phil, for sharing your career journey with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening. I encourage you to join us online for the many other episodes of My Career in Six, where we chat with inspirational leaders from around the world of payments.
My Career in Six is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.